Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elliot Callan, CEO of Prosperity Financial Group, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Meet the Expert. Very exciting today. We've got two tremendous speakers locally, both very involved in a real estate industry. We got Larry Hertz from Lafayette. He is with Vanguard Properties. Larry's been selling houses a really long time, and he knows that market inside out. John Kay, another 30-year veteran of the industry with Cornerstone Lending, is in Danville. The two of them work together. I work with both of them. Lots of people work together in this industry. And the reason why we're talking about real estate, both the house and the mortgage, is because the market is booming. And I don't know, as a financial advisor and a financial planner, if we're going to see this ever again in our life as we're seeing this phenomenon right now. So for many people out there that are moving out of San Francisco, moving out of Oakland, that are looking to go to the suburbs, this is the time to do it. There's no doubt about it. And with people looking to move out of California, that means for these two gentlemen, hopefully inventory picks up, which has been a big issue in the last few years of lack of inventory. And if there's more inventory, that means we're going to have more houses on the market, more sales, more bidders, and more buyers and so forth. And so it's a nice positive cascading effect for the marketplace. So Larry and John, let me welcome you.
Thank you for having us, Elliot.
Thank you, Elliot.
So Larry, let me start with you. And I want to talk about what I just mentioned, the booming housing market. What is going on here? And is this thing going to last forever?
So Elliot, it's complicated, yet it's very simple. Basically, we have no inventory and interest rates, as John will attest, are the lowest we've ever seen. And between you take the combination of interest rates coming down as much as they have since the pandemic started, breaking homes much more affordable and higher priced homes more affordable. And therefore, because the interest rates have come down, you have more and more buyers. And the flip side of that is we have no inventory. We've never seen such a shortage of inventory before. At the beginning of the pandemic, you had people who wanted to escape from San Francisco. Now what we have is people coming from not just San Francisco. We have them coming from Peninsula and Marin because they don't have to make those long commutes, or they don't believe they're going to need to make those long commutes anymore. And I mean, it's incredible. What started out as the core county of La Miranda, Walnut Creek, Martinez, Alamo, Danville, people are moving further away. And the people that are here that were living in the core county have moved even further out, like Brentwood, for example, or Sacramento, because they're not going to have to make that commute. So you just have a plethora of people moving. I put a home on the market recently and I had 20 offers. I priced it about 3% under where we thought it would sell, and it sold for roughly 20% more.
Wow. So John, in the mortgage business, I know that you don't want to go in without knowing if you can get a mortgage. And I know Larry would not want to represent somebody that wasn't pre-qualified. So what do you recommend, and what's out there for buyers knowing that he's got 20 or 10 or 5 or 7 people bidding on the same property and driving it up by the second?
Great question, Elliot. Well, right now, like Larry said, interest rates are at historic lows. When I got in the business in the late 80s, interest rates were 12%, and they reached an all-time low of about 2.5%. So what, you know, right now, everyone has to be pre-approved for a loan. Pre-approved is a difference in pre-qualification. They actually have to meet with a local lender, and they have to furnish their income, their asset, and they have to run a credit report and render a decision, because that's the only way a listing agent is going to entertain an offer, is that they have been pre-approved with a local lender. And I say local lender because a lot of these buyers are coming in with pre-approval letters from lenders from other states. And the listing agents want to know that this loan is going to close, this escrow is going to close. Because like Larry said, there's 5 or 10 or 15 other buyers who want that same home. So pre-approval is a necessity. And I think also the benefit of working with a local agent and knowing that the buyer has options. You know, most buyers think they have to put 20% down to buy a home. But the truth of the matter is buyers can buy a home with as little as 5% or 10% down. So with the, we're going to touch upon this a little bit in a second with Larry, but as far as the appraised values of homes, we're seeing them come in less than what the clients are paying for the home. So we have to have a plan in place and educate the client as to not only the interest rate qualification, but also a plan B should the home not meet the purchase price with the appraised value.
So I know for both of you, since I know you both so well, there isn't anybody that I wouldn't recommend to either one of you. So from a referral standpoint, you're both 5 stars to me, a 5 out of 5. But like my industry, you're also under assault by heavy competitors, and you're the do-it-yourselfers. And I know that's not new with anybody. Maybe Rocket Mortgage or somebody like that is fairly new, but the do-it-yourselfers has been around as long as I've been seeing homes on the market. So Larry, how's that market changed? And what can you do with Vanguard to really be that standout? Because I know that you give great service, but the person who doesn't know you doesn't know that.
So that's a great question, Elliot. The market has changed. You know, I have been licensed for over 30 years and doing this a long time. We've seen a lot of fly-by-night companies come and go over the years. And one of the things that the Hertz team has done, and my mother was in this before, started this, and then I've continued on this tradition, is we're about service. We give the Nordstrom's, the Neiman Marcus service. It's very kid glove. We're hand-holding, and we're willing to do anything to help anybody along the way to get there. Okay. And we want to win. So if I'm representing a buyer, it's our reputation that's enabled us, because we never in 40 combined years or more, or 50 combined years between my mother and I, we've never not had a deal close. We've closed every deal. We work, as John says, with local lenders who have the expertise to get it done. And we find a way to make that happen for our buyers and for our sellers. We have done a phenomenal job, if I say so myself, in getting the homes to market, looking the way they need to look to get top dollar, to set top sales dollar record in given neighborhoods.
Well, I don't think anybody could argue with 100% success rate. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
So, John, I know you're under assault too. Same kind of question. You know, I can see all the same ads that everybody else sees on TV. How do you differentiate yourself out from the do-it-yourselfers or discounters?
You know, fintech has definitely caused a disruption in our industry. It's unfortunately, it's commoditized our industry. And unfortunately, the consumer doesn't know any different than shopping around and looking for the lowest rate. But the lowest rate doesn't always mean the best experience, like Larry said. We receive, you know, on my phone, I receive solicitations from these fintech companies. But I guess the question is, how fast can you build trust with a client? The trust that you're putting their, you're putting their interest at heart at all times. Like Larry said, the concierge, the Nordstrom's experience, but you're not charging anymore for that experience. And these companies, the mortgage industry, it's not a one size fits all. You have to ask the right questions based on the client's short, medium, and long-term goals, their objectives, and put them into the right loan product. And these other companies who are not even located locally, they're not going to do that. They're just pushing rates and they're order takers over the phone. And some people, that all they're looking for is the lowest rate, and they don't care about trust. They don't care about the experience. And I have to make a decision and determine if that's the kind of client I want to have for the rest of my life. We help our clients create wealth. So after the transaction completed, we maintain that relationship, and we do annual loan reviews and make sure the loan I put them into best serves them. We talk about prepaying the loan, which can save hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest over the life of the loan. So it all comes down to back to trust. You know, how fast can you build trust with that client? If you don't have trust with the client, then you're just a commodity and you're just a rate. And you have to make a decision if you want to work with that client or not.
So Larry, I know that the dream sale for you is that you represent the buyer and the seller. That's about as perfect as it can get from your side. So what is the best way since I know you've done this for so long, to build your volume up. That's not the right word. I want to say something more like a horse stall. You want to build up your battalion of buyers, but you really want the battalion of sellers too, so you can be on both sides. For instance, I'm a homeowner in Lafayette. There's no doubt about it that if I were to go sell my house tomorrow, that you'd want to represent me to sell my house, but you'd also want to represent me to where my wife and I want to move to. And I'm sure John would want to represent me on the mortgage to where I'm moving to, or refinance, or whatever happened. So how do you do that from a marketing side, build up this army of buyers and sellers?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because I just got done looking at my statistics over the years. And ironically, up until 3 years ago, we were either 48 to 52% buyers and sellers in any market for the past 30 years, roughly. And what I've noticed is last year, I ended up representing more buyers than sellers. And this year, so far to date, I'm bringing 3 homes on the market in May alone. So it's a balance. And, you know, one of the things that we've really learned to do, and my team and I have learned to do, is we don't take on too many buyers or sellers at any one time. We have a max number depending upon where we are in that transaction process, so that we can keep that steady going. And yes, I love move up buyers and move down buyers. And ironically, that's what the last 5 years has been for us, is a lot of step down buyers.
So John, kind of along the same lines, you know, we're going to sell our house, we're going to buy a new house, we're going to refinance, but we also might be moving out of state. Maybe I want to move to Austin, Texas, or Greater Reno, or Las Vegas, or some tax-free state out there. So how do you help me with that? I mean, you're in California, and I know Larry wants to get the sale in Las Vegas. I'll come back to Larry on that same question afterwards, because he doesn't want to lose me because I moved out of state. You know, if I move, decide I want to be in Nevada or Austin. So John, how do you stay with me in an era now where 550,000 taxpayers left California last year? So this is a phenomenon that is both 1 year behind us and many years in front of us.
Well, and you can attest, Elliot, I've been in touch with you for many, many years after working with you. So I look at the lifetime value of that client. I'm in touch with my clients many times throughout the year. And during the year, I receive a lot of referrals. About 70% of my business is referral-based. So what I would do with you, if you're moving to Austin, Texas, I would introduce you to one of our licensed loan officers in Texas, because my company is licensed in 40 states. So I'd introduce you to one of our qualified loan officers and introduce you to them, hand you off to them. And I would still continue to keep in touch with you. I don't care where you're living. It's a relationship, and we're in the relationship business.
Great. And Larry, same question there. You know, we have an exodus going on. We may not want to admit it. You know, I know you're a true blue Californian at heart. You've been here for about 14 generations. But the reality of taxes and a reality of tax-free states is changing the reality on the ground a little bit. So how do you stay in touch with me as I might buy 3 homes in the future? I'm still young. They just, 2 of those 3 might not be local.
So Elliot, it's fascinating you bring that up. I also was analyzing my stats. Is every year I make referrals out to agents all over the world, because I have a network of agents that I'm friendly with, or I know about all the top agents in almost any given market. And if not, I can find that because I have the resources to help you make a transition wherever you're going in the world. I had a client move to Portugal last year. Last year, I had someone move to Arizona, Ohio, and Utah. Off the top of my head is what I remember. And I put them in touch with agents, and everyone was, you know, they said it was a similar service to mine. It's all about services. John had said, we're all professionals, and you're looking for the expertise in any given market.
So I don't have to lose you just because I'm thinking I'm done with California.
That's right. The friendship will continue. I'll make you come out and drink wine with me.
So John, as I'm for all of our future mortgage holders out there that are buying, the mortgage market has changed. There's people that want variable. There's more fixed. There are more fixed products out there, and it's changed. So what's the market like today?
You know, most clients are all in the market for a fixed rate product, whether it be a 30-year fixed rate product or a 25-year or 20-year or even as low as a 15-year loan. And every client is unique based on what their short, medium, and long-term goals are, as I mentioned earlier. So depending on what the motivation is for the client, if a client wants to maximize their tax deductions, they'll put them into a 30-year loan, keep their cash flow as much as possible. If they want to pay off their loan sooner, we'll put them into a shorter-term loan. So it's really based on what the needs of the client are.
Okay, so I could do, for me, if I want to, at my age, not be 75 with a mortgage, I could do a 15-year fixed loan. Can I do that for less money than a 20 or 30-year loan?
Yeah, interest rates are about 0.5% lower on a 15-year loan than the other three products.
Okay. And I know, Larry, you don't really care what my mortgage is, 15 or 30, because that doesn't affect you. You just want to make sure that if I'm a buyer, that that's a doable product for me.
Correct. As John said, we're all in the advising business. We're here to help our clients maximize their value. Because of my previous background, I'm able to work with John and my client, you, Elliot, to figure out what works best for you. And as long as you're approved, we can go make that strong offer.
Okay. And you recommend at the same time, I know you're both based in Contra Costa County. It's a great place to live. It's beautiful. I'm looking at Mount Diablo out my window. It's beautiful, but it's ridiculously overpriced at the same time. When people come to you and they say, hey, I love it here. I'm not sure I can afford to live here anymore. What do we say? Larry, what would you say?
Well, I think everybody has a different financial situation, right? There's different ways to get in. As John can attest, he can find packages for you to make it so maybe it is affordable here under a lot of different circumstances. Because if you think about it, since the early 20s, Bay Area real estate, if you take a 10-year cycle, has never had a down period in that 10-year cycle if you've had that hold.
Oh, okay. That's great.
And Elliot, I can add appreciation rates. I mean, we've experienced nationwide about a 16% appreciation rate in homes over the past 12 months. And there's no forecast that we're going to have a slowdown or definitely not a crash in values of homes. We may see actually an increase in interest rates. The Federal Reserve has been holding down interest rates to create more spending. We had stimulus checks. We've had, unemployment rate is going down. The consumer price index. We've had producers consumption price PCE index. I'm sorry, I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but that's the Fed's favorite measure of inflation. And we've seen that increase. So we will be seeing an increase in interest rates in the short term. I'm predicting the next 60 days, we'll have about 0.75% increase in interest rates. So, I mean, these rates are amazing and people need to take advantage of them, whether it be refinancing into a product to reduce their debt. They can pay off debt with that. They can purchase another home, whether it be a second home, investment property, capitalizing on the market where it is right now. Maybe take money out of their equity here and go purchase a home out of state. There's 65% of homeowners in the nation have positive equity right now. So there's equity that's just sitting there trapped. And I think people need to extract it. And, what if I put them into a 30-year loan and saved them $500 a month and handed them back to you? What you could do with that money in investing it in on their behalf.
Well, this has been great, gentlemen. And I want to tell you, we've been talking with Larry Hertz and John Kay. I'm going to let them tell you how to reach them in a second. But these are two gentlemen that I would give my personal referral to. I give my personal business to. So I put my thumb on a big yes for either one of them if you want to reach out to them. So Larry's from Vanguard Properties. Tell the folks here at Meet the Expert how they can reach you.
You can reach me at my cell, 925-330-7416, or you can reach me via email at larry@hertzteam.com. That's L-A-R-R-Y at H-E-R-T-Z-T-E-A-M.com. Elliot and John, it's been a pleasure this afternoon, and I thank you guys.
Great. And John, thank you. Tell everybody, John, from Cornerstone Lending, how they can reach you.
I can be reached on my cell phone as well at 925-858-5626. It's 858-LOAN. And my email address is jkay@houseloan.com. And again, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Elliot, for coordinating this and having us.
Great. You've been listening to Meet the Expert. Have a great day, everyone.